talking about a best on
7 past the hour on Doug Stephens. Good day. And Doug is going to join us here in just a second. Because
I will, as a matter of fact. You've done a wonderful job.
And I knew you would be here. You know why I knew you'd be here?
Yeah.
Because it's Jay Kumar Day.
Yay!
It's Jay's turn to wish us all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and to have us face the music. Dr. Jay Kumar, who is one of the most sensitive people that I know, and he helps to have us bring you a good day when he is here. How about that for a setup, Ken? Ken. Ken. So, I'm going to put it in rewind. You know what I just did? I ran upstairs there. I'm staying in a place where...
did you have to take Charlotte out?
No, I did that earlier. I had to run up 4 flights of stairs in order to get myself a little...
You sound winded.
Well, I do it... what I did was I have to... this is one of the things that I love to do, and sometimes I think about it. People say it creeps out some mothers. There are a couple of mothers who had babies, and I just started to talk to the babies. And they both looked at me, and one of them was about 6 months old, the other was 8 months old, and they both smiled.
I love that.
What I said, some people get creeped out by it, because we have this strange...
Don't talk to strangers.
Sensitivity or desensitivity.
Yeah.
You don't want to engage with anybody that you don't know. This person might be a weirdo, a strong... He might want to steal my baby or something.
You know...
It's so sad. The mothers were both very warm and very happy to have me engaged. Because this is how babies... You know, you've heard me go off on my my toot about not having babies exposed to any kind of screen, no television, no flat screen computer, none of that stuff till they're 3 years old. The best way for you to raise a healthy child, and this isn't me speaking, there's a lot of research that's been done, and Jay, I'd like you to speak to this, is to engage them in what life is about, and life is people.
Precisely. Life is about love. Life is about joy and compassion, empathy. And the more you can instill those qualities into babies, the better off society winds up being in the long run.
But absolutely. There's a circle to this.
Go ahead.
There's kind of a circle of, I don't want to call it a circle of life, but you were talking about how people get eked out if you just walk up to a mother and start talking to her baby.
Some people get freaked out by that, yeah.
And then you were talking about how to properly bring up a child so that they are engaging. It's connected. When you walk up to somebody, it's their perception of you that either ekes them out or accepts you. So how do you come across to somebody when you walk up to them totally out of the blue? Do you smile?
Very quiet.
You're very quiet. You're a smiling, engaging guy. Okay?
Yes.
So when you walk up to somebody, they're not going to jump back and be, you know.
You're not the creepy guy.
No. You're not the creepy guy. But how do you know if you're not the creepy guy? How do you know?
Creepy guys never know.
That's somebody else thinks. Exactly.
You know sometimes when someone has a weird energy, you just kind of get an intuitive sense.
But they don't realize it, Jay. They think that they're coming off as the happy, engaging guy.
Oh, right. The people themselves don't maybe realize it. Yeah,
right.
That's definitely true. But you know, the point, I think the deeper aspect here, you know, to share with all of you is that every baby is hardwired to experience joy, love, and compassion. And the converse, you can also instill fear and anxiety into a child as well. And the more you can expose babies at a young age to more love and compassion, and I think with Doug, what you're doing is fantastic. You know, I think that you are a really gregarious, warm, compassionate person, and that comes across. And I think, you know, more power to you, buddy. When you walk up to a baby and smile and engage them,
I think I do that with people in general because I really love people. I really like to chat with people, and sometimes folks get it, and sometimes they don't. And so when they don't, you know enough to back off and not. I was at a 7-Eleven. I don't know. I was at some convenience store yesterday, getting a bottle of water for Charlotte. And the lady that was there were two people. There was a lady at the counter and there was a man at the counter. The man was very friendly. He was very quick. He was very good at his job. But yet he wasn't, you know, like you go into these places sometimes and these people are like zombies. They're like automatons. And this guy looked at everybody. He said, "Sir, how are you today?" And it wasn't that phony, "have a nice day" crap. It was really
authentic and genuine.
Yeah, it was authentic, right. And you felt like he cared about you. And he said, "I hope we'll see you again." You know, that kind of stuff. And he handled 4 transactions in a minute. He didn't. Wow. He was. Why he's talking to you? He's doing the cash register, bing bang.
But you walked away from that in a great mood.
You can't help but be in a good mood,
right?
If I can add one thing to this.
Yeah.
Something I've talked to all of you about before, and I want to really emphasize this, is that we have this thing called mirror neurons. And mirror neurons, we all have them. All healthy brains, everyone knows a healthy brain has these things called mirror neurons. And when you experience someone who's smiling and engaging and laughing, it's as if the same parts of your brain are firing as well. The same parts of your brain that are experiencing joy and happiness begin to fire as well.
Yep.
And so when you come across someone who is engaging and happy and truly joyous and very empathic and just compassionate and just, you know, fun to be around, guess what? You feel the same thing yourself in your brain.
But it more than goes around and comes around.
You should be that person, not you come across that person.
You should be that person.
Of those 2 cashiers, Doug, you want to be that guy.
I do.
Yeah.
So yesterday, you know, we're all out Christmas shopping. We're all out doing the things. And you go to for example, at the Target, and you're in line, and you get up to the cash register, and there's the cashier. And that cashier, you think about what their day is like. Just, customer after customer buying all these Christmas presents and just casting. It's got to be just absolute craziness right now.
Mind-numbing. And so one thing I'd love for all of you to do is when you're going out shopping, you say thank you to the person who's behind the cash register.
Ask them, how are you?
How are you?
How's your day going? Wow, it's got to be crazy.
I just flirt with them. Jennifer's
got a good idea as well. If they're cute, flirt with them. You know?
Anybody. I flirt with women. I mean, I flirt with anybody.
But
the thing to do.
They light up, don't they?
They light up.
Absolutely.
Think about what their day is like.
You remember the first thing I said when we went on the air 3 hours ago? I said, here we are today to spread joy, to create memories, to make your spirits bright, and to try and make this not just seasonal, but all year long. And I'm going to hold that thought for tomorrow and maybe for Monday as much as I can keep top of my mind.
It is the best time of year because everybody, you know, you get that special feeling, and it would be nice to keep it.
Time.
It's bringing the happy back and the happy holidays, you know. We want the happy and the happy holidays to be all year round, not just the holidays.
Get your holly jolly on. That's
a holly jolly.
I'm going to change that a little bit, Jay.
Yeah.
We're bringing the merry back in Merry Christmas.
I like that as well.
Okay.
We bring the merriness back in the Merry Christmas and the happy and the happy holidays.
There you go.
All
Dr. Jay Kumar is here. He's a man that has a full quotient of energy and intelligence, and he's here to share some of his thoughts and ideas on how to make your life more pleasant, just things that you can think about, things you can do during the course of this hour, sort of to bring balance to your life. His website, drjkumar.com, is an excellent place for you to go to get inspiration. I will tell you that you can get practically anything there except the Fountain of Youth. You can't get the Fountain of Youth at Dr. J. Kumar's website, but you can get it at the organicattitude.com website, and so that's what you ought to do. It may be a little... if you go to it now, you probably could get the last of the bottles of Fountain of Youth before Christmas as a Christmas stocking stuffer, or a good idea for somebody that you know that is somebody. Yeah, I can imagine if you give this to the wrong person, like Roberta is totally cool with this, Jennifer B. If it's somebody you didn't know very well and you give them this bottle and it says on it, here's what you do to fix your face, this person might take a little offense because that person's going to think, hey, you don't like my face. What's not to like about your face?
Well, if you say it that way.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to do to fix your face. Different than, hey, look at this. This is a great product I use. I'd love you to have it, too.
What a great idea. Why don't I say it like that? Go ahead, Jennifer. Say that again.
Here's a great product I use, and I'd like you to have it, too. Ding.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, so follow Jennifer's lead. Go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day, and get your bottle of Fountain of Youth, which will reduce the fine lines and the deep wrinkles on your face by 2/3. the skin hydration process that this goes through, the anti-aging molecules in this serum are the number one. They're the best thing that probably has ever been discovered to help the reduce the wrinkles on your face and make you look 10 years younger. Take the photo test. Start by taking a picture of yourself, then another couple of weeks later, take another picture. Look at how your face gets better. And it's all because of the Fountain of Youth, which you will find by going online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day, and order yourself a free bottle. You'll pay a little shipping and handling, and that's it. There are a number of these trial bottles that are still left and available. So go to organicattitude.com/... no, you don't have to go forward. Just use, you'll see the radio code box and just put Good Day in it, and you'll be very happy that I told you about this. Thank you, and you're welcome. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com, but Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices go through 12/24.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sale with 25 to 60% savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or pass. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater pearl studs, $99. Sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
It's 21 after. That's all, folks.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
This is the theme from Chicago Hope.
It is.
Yeah.
I remember.
I was just chuckling because I gave Charlotte a little something to eat, and she kicked it between the chair and the nightstand.
She lunged for it, and then she's stuck.
Yeah, she's stuck between. Her head's just stuck in that little place there.
Oh, you're laughing at her.
No, I'm not. I'm enjoying it. She'll be honest. She'll figure her way out of it. Okay, it's Thursday. It's the 22nd of December. Time for our birthday list. And that theme, Dr. Philip Waters, played by Hector Elizondo, who is one of our, in my opinion, one of our better character actors. He was in Chicago Hope. He was in Freebie and the Bean. He's been in Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Freebie and the Bean, man. There's a flashback.
I don't know what that is.
Frankie and Johnny, Pretty Woman, The Flamingo Kid, Young Doctors in Love, The Fan, Cuba, American Gigolo, Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, Pocket Money, Born to Win. And in Valentine's Day, he was in love with... his wife was played by, not Shirley MacLaine, isn't that awful? Warren Beatty's sister is Shirley...
MacLaine.
That's, what did I say? Did I say Shirley MacLaine?
You did.
Oh, you
You're
know
like,
who I
not
was thinking?
Shirley MacLaine.
I was thinking of Shelley Winters, but...
No.
Hello. Yeah. All right. No. So, yeah, Shirley MacLaine.
He's also a New Year's Eve.
Freebie and the Bean was 1974, Jennifer.
Yeah. Now, this guy has been around for a long time, and he has the perfect look. He does a lot of commercials, too, by the way. He does a tremendous amount.
He always
looks
angry, doesn't he?
No, I don't think so.
No, but he's always got kind of that, like, kind of.
I don't know about that.
In a good way. Not like angry, mean angry. Yeah. Just he always looks kind of funny.
But he's working, and he looks great for 75. Man, the guy's working all the time.
Yeah.
Good for him. So happy birthday to him. A couple of Baseball Hall of Famers, Richie. Matty Alou and Steve Carlton. Both born in the state, 1944. It's Diane Sawyer's birthday today. How old do you think she is?
She looks awesome. I'd say she's probably 72.
No, she's not that old. She's a good-looking woman. Married to the producer, now name has gone from me. Very interesting guy, produces a lot of Broadway stuff. Isn't that awful? I can't remember his name.
Him, yeah.
How about you IMDb her, Richie, and tell
she
me.
She wouldn't be on IMDb. Husband, let me
see. Wouldn't be?
No.
But there's somewhere you can find. She started her career. She's a graduate of either Columbia or Harvard, and very prestigious education. She was very interested in politics when she was young. She went to work for the Republican National Committee and soon was ingratiated into the Nixon campaign and was Nixon's chief speechwriter for 4 years. Did you know that? How many of you knew that that was Diane Sawyer's job? Yep. And then she went to work for ABC, has been there ever since. 60 Minutes, she was involved in that when she left ABC and then went back again, but worked for CBS in the meantime. Is done 2020. Good Morning America. She's now, isn't she the host of the ABC Evening News?
Yes, she is. With Diane Sawyer.
Yeah, she's very good.
Mike Nichols.
Mike Nichols. Thank you, Richie. Rick Nielsen, Rick Nelson. Rick Nielsen, guitarist with Cheap Trick. Born in the state, 1946. He's 65 today. Why do you like this guitar and this action here?
They have very upbeat, energetic, alternative rock music. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
All right, so the Gibb brothers, the twins, Robin and Maurice. Maurice died in 2003. Robin Gibb doesn't look like he's going to have a long... Doesn't he get some bad cancer problem?
Yeah, it was in the pancreatic, yeah.
62 today, born this day, 1949. This is him doing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And we also want to say hello to Jordan Sparks, birthday today, 22 today from American Idol, right?
That's right.
Yep.
Winner of American Idol.
Yeah, 28 after on Good Day.
Cheapskate Jeff Yeager doesn't throw anything away.
I am the parasite in our marriage, so I can't let anything go to waste.
So when his wife brought home a 5-pound bag of icky corn chips, he was stuck.
I've been trying to finish this bag of corn chips since the Reagan administration.
I'm Aileen Ellison. Today on Primetime Focus, money miser Jeff Yeager shares tips on buying bulk. Sometimes you can really save money, particularly on things you will definitely use up, like a 5-gallon jug of clothes soap, but cost it out to be sure the price is right.
It's real simple to check. It's not time-consuming at all. Right below that item on the grocery store shelf will be the per-unit cost, showing you, for instance, how much each napkin in the package is costing you.
If you can't remember how much that same shampoo costs in a smaller size, write it down next time you see one. I've made a list of the things I buy a lot, the price, and where I bought each item. Now I know when I see a good deal. But Jeff says don't get carried away.
If you buy the 200-pack of batteries and the batteries lose their charge because you're using them over 5 years, then that's not a real value.
And remember all those corn chips Jeff's still munching on? He asked his wife to buy a smaller size first if it's something she's never used before, even if it costs more. He doesn't want to deal with any more bulk rejects. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I've wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho-ho-ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices good.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
After the hour now, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to be along with you on happy to be along any day, actually. I kind of enjoy your company, and I hope that you enjoy our company as well. Otherwise, why would you be here? It would be torture.
Better question is, if no one was here, why would you be here?
Right, exactly. If no one was here, could you hear the forest for the trees?
That's right.
As it were. Jennifer Horn, lovely woman that she is. Roberta Fasanelli, equally as lovely in a different way. Rich McFadden, lovely in his own way. And the loveliest of them all, Miss Charlotte, who's just now decided she's going to take another nap. One of the great things I love about traveling with her, I just love being with her, but one of the great things about animals is there is nothing attached. It's all, and this is what Richie usually, he makes fun of me, because what you hear and what you see is what you get. And it is maybe because I'm, that's my animalistic trait, Richie. I don't hold stuff. You know, you say it's some kind of syndrome. I just say it's my adherence to understanding how the animal kingdom works and wanting us all to have that. We make our lives miserable. Dr. J.Q. Maher is here with us, and we're talking about how to be happy during the holidays. But why just during the holidays? Be happy all of your
all year round. All I year know. Round.
I mean, there are things that bother us. I will tell you. Here's a story from the Doug Steffen scrapbook. And how many of you have had these sorts of things happen? And Jay, you can maybe give me a way to handle. You're always so good in the advice department. On the farm, we have my dairy store. And it took a long time to get the permits because of the ineptness of government. But we finally got them, and everything's been fine. Everything is pristine. Everybody says it's great, and we've tested better than anybody else in terms of dairy in the state. So then we decided we want to put a cheese plant in, make our own raw and pasteurized cheese. So there's a lot invested in it, and it's really, I'm so proud of the way these people did this, put it all together. And we had the Department of Public Health come in and watch every step of the way. They are the authority that, you know, oversees this, and then they tell the town to come over and inspect it and give us the certificate and yada, yada, yada. Okay, so the Board of Health does that, give us the certificate. We're open and ready to run, and we're starting to sell cheese. So yesterday, an inspector from the plumbing department shows up and looks at the stuff. First of all, you don't really need on a farm to have the building inspector come and do the permit, the usual stuff. But these people, we've been through this 100 times. They still don't get it. So he shows up and he starts looking at the stuff, not realizing we've already been given a permit and a license. And he says, well, that sink over there, why don't you get a permit from us to put that sink in? And the woman who's in the store says, well, because this stuff was already here before, and we just put a new sink on where the old one was. Oh, well, you have to pull a permit for that. And then he went around and picked at a lot of different things. And I thought to myself, then she called me up and she says, I don't understand. They gave us a license yesterday and they're here to inspect
your sink today.
Today.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that drives people completely out of their minds because it shows is it ineptness?
I think the lesson here is don't let this guy's issues bother you. I mean, this guy's probably got this plumber, this, you know, city plumber or whatever, the planner or whatever. You know, he's probably got a lot on his plate right now. Maybe he's just taking out his anxiety and stress on you, poor dog. You know, it's like, hey, I'm not in a good mood today, so I'm going to take my issues out on this guy, Doug Steffen, you know, over here. Yeah.
I wasn't there. I just heard the lady call me. If I'd been there, I'd have thrown him out.
But here's the thing, Doug. What does that get you?
Exactly.
By throwing him out? By throwing him out or by being abrasive?
You
need to work him to work for you. You need to turn him around.
What I need to do is explain to him what the rules are in a nice way, how the state showed up and did their job, how the other people in the town did their job, and how they're not required, and frankly, we don't want them involved because what's happened in past circumstances where these guys got involved, they screwed everything up, not just in my town, but elsewhere.
But, Doug, when I used to be in the car business, I used to see this all the time. Customers come in, and they expect to be ripped off. They walk in with the attitude, this guy is here to take my money from me in some kind of dirty way. And I don't like this person. I've never even met him. I've never talked to him. I don't know his name. But you know what? I hate this guy already.
He's the enemy.
Automatically.
Okay? Right, yeah.
This inspector is the same way. People don't like to see the inspectors because they're going to give them information that they don't want to hear. So they automatically walk in thinking that you are not liking them being there. And he's
probably right.
So he's going to be in a pissed off mood already.
Right. So how do you disarm that and then make it so that he goes, yeah, this is all right. I like being here. I like these people. I'm going to take it easy on them. I'm not going to be a jerk.
You say, hey, you know, I'm really glad that you're here. It's great that you're doing your job. You know, expect what you need to do. And, you know, I pretty much, you know, Doug, you can say the next time this guy comes around, I think what we're doing here is great. We're doing a great service.
Well, that's what they've all said. But in the meantime, I don't want him to go. The point is, I don't want him coming in and trying to gut what we've already done because we didn't have a permit because we were told we didn't need a permit by the state, but yet the state doesn't talk to the town. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
But all I'm saying is be smarter than them, and you basically manipulate them so that they are happy and enjoy being there with you and will not sit there and nitpick you to death because that's what you want. If you throw him off of your property, guaranteed he's coming back for something else loaded with bear.
Precisely. Remember, like a few weeks ago, I shared with you, there's this idea called harmonic resonance. So an example is if you had two pianos in the same room and you struck like middle C on one chord and one piano, the same string on the other piano is going to resonate on the very same frequency. So if you are vibrating, let's say Doug, if you're in a position, this guy comes in and you're operating on a resonance and frequency of mistrust, and you know get the hell out of my farm, that guy's going to feel that energy. But if you are in a place where you can say, hey, you know what? I have nothing to hide. This is great. Thanks for being here. Thanks for showing up, and just be gracious to him and welcoming to him. I bet.
It disarms them.
It's like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, exactly.
It completely diffuses the situation entirely. It's the same thing that happens, you know, when you hit.
And then you know what happens?
Harmonic resonance.
You know what happens, Jay? This guy goes to his next appointment in a better mood.
Yeah. Precisely. So it's like expanding the happiness, you know, into greater ways or circles, if you will. It all starts with one person.
Share the love, Brother Doug.
Share the love, exactly.
I will, as long as the love goes in both directions. I don't mean to sound like an ogre
or a
jerk.
It's just
that it gets so. The part of the story is it's just this kind of incompetence that the small business guys that are trying to survive put up with this nonsense from these people who don't have a clue.
But again, just understand, people are used to a situation. I used to tell salespeople in the car business, remember, they have this expectation when they walk into you. Destroy that expectation, and immediately you will have a sale because their comfort zone is just, and it's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So, all Doug, right. So the lesson, so I think Richie's echoing what Richie just said. When you can be in a space where you can just be welcoming and just say, hey, you know what, great to have you here. Let's do your job. I'm here to help you in any way that I can. You're going to diffuse the situation automatically.
Yeah, I think it's a welcoming sort of a circumstance, and you can have that. It's just, I don't want to get played. The other side of it is I don't want to be a pushover and get played. And that's where you have to find
out. It really boils down to make the other person, Doug, in this case the inspector, make him feel valued. Make him feel, you know, make him feel truly, you know, honor who he is, what he's doing. He's doing his job. And so if you can just value what he's doing and not be in the space where it's trying to be antagonistic.
But he really isn't doing his job because his job is already done, and he isn't necessary to the job, as the what is the reason that I'm upset, because we've already had two series of
that.
But why not? The other side of it is, these people, I hear what you're saying, and I agree to treat people kindly and with kid gloves. But the other side of it is, whoever he works for has inappropriately sent him into a situation where he, A, isn't needed, nor is he wanted. So I can be nice to him. I can be as nice as anybody.
That's not his fault, though. I mean, he's just doing what he's been told.
Okay, but at some point, then I become the victim, or the people that work for me become the victim, because they have to do the same thing that they've already done twice, one more time for this guy, and it's very time consuming. And depending on what he says, well, I don't like the way that sink is plumbed, and I want you to do it over again. What am I going to do that for?
You just said something. If you don't pretend like you're the victim in this, you know, if you automatically, when this guy comes in and you're like, hey, you know, get the hell out of my place, and you know, why are you here? That guy's going to feel that, and it's an inconvenience for you and all your staff and everything. But what it really comes down to, and this is what Richie and I are trying to get across to you, and is that let this guy feel welcome. Just don't give off an energy of combativeness or conflict, because that guy's going to feel it right away.
I think you should just kick him right out on your welcome mat, Doug.
And say, you're not welcome here. You know? No, but this is a great example for everyone. This is kind of what we were talking about earlier today on the hour. Value other people. Make them feel appreciated. You know, and this is a really stressful time of year during the holidays. Just, if you can just take a moment and express gratitude for the person who's helping you behind the counter, or, you know, just someone who's just, you come across in your day. Just let that person feel acknowledged and valued for what they're doing. And that is the greatest gift you can ever give the holidays. It doesn't matter, you know, how how big of a present you buy for someone, or what the price tag is on a gift you give. The most valued gift or present you could ever bestow upon someone is just acknowledging their humanity and acknowledging the gratitude for what they do.
Well, there's a good lesson in that. And perhaps we leave that as a Christmas message. I would like to, and you hear this from me, you know, that I'm all about love and kindness, but I do have this point of almost no return. That's what it is.
That's going to be our goal for like 2012.
Yeah, that's our New Year's resolution.
That's the New Year's resolution for Doug. You know, it's like get him out of this attitude to express more gratitude. And so I want to share one more thing. I want to wish you, everyone out there, all of you, Rich, Jennifer, Doug, and even Roberta who's not there, and to Mike and Ken and everyone, to all of you out there, a joyous, happy holiday. It has been such a delight to be on here every Thursday. I'm so looking forward to continuing this next year. And the biggest gift I can just share with all of you is just be happy. You know, be grateful for what you have. Gratitude turns what you have into enough. Gratitude creates contentment for what is, and gratitude manifests greater joy for who you are. And that's what it's all about. Be grateful, be happy, have a wonderful Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, and it's just amazing to be alive. That's my gift and present to all of you.
A Merry Christmas to the plumbing inspector, too.
There you go. And
right.
and to get gratitude for all those people who challenge us in our life.
There you go. That's it. All right, Jay, thank you. DrJQMeyer.com. Check out his website for so much inspiration. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right, then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams dog food and 30 to 40 pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $55 worth of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great Iams deals and more going on now only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
Travel spending will be up as more Americans plan trips this holiday season, according to the third annual Access America Vacation Confidence Index, released by Mondial Assistance USA. Nearly 60% of Americans are confident they will take a holiday trip this year, up from 50% in 2010. As a result of more people traveling this year, the travel industry will see a nearly $6 billion bump in revenue, with holiday travel spending expected to reach $65.2 billion. And while car travel is still a top mode of travel, more travelers intend to fly this year than they have in the past. Daniel Durazzo of Access America has more.
What we're seeing is that travel continues to be an important investment for Americans, even in unsettled economic times. The combination of increased travel, recovering travel costs, and the uncertainty in the economy make travel insurance this year's must-have stocking stuffer for holiday travelers.
The survey also found that 60% of consumers are influenced by other travelers' online reviews. I'm Patrick Davis.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
So, at DougStephan.com today, there's a story of a Santa Claus from Texas who's on his way to deliver toys to needy families, and he stopped to help at the scene of a two-car accident. Santa, in fact, pulled a man from his burning car and got him to safety just before seconds before the car exploded. Then he stuck around to help direct traffic around the accident until the emergency folks arrived. And then he went on his way to deliver the presents. I thought that was a great, great story. One of the many good stories that we can find and share and feel good about. If you check them out at DougStephan.com, that'd be very cool. As we continue to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's officially here, winter, and with it, a very busy holiday travel period. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Depending on your time zone, winter began either early this morning, 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time, or late last night. Just subtract the proper amount from the Eastern Time Zone, and you have your official winter starting time. And with winter ready to bare its teeth weather-wise, we have that period of time leading up to Christmas and extending to New Year's, a time when so many of us hit the road or take to the skies. The AAA says more than 91 million people are expected to travel 50 miles or more during the holidays. Let's talk about hitting the road first. Driving safely, of course, is something we all try to do, but it can be a challenge when you have so many drivers using cell phones, making calls, and texting while driving.
Everybody in America owns a cell phone or a texting device, and they use them every place, everywhere, including behind the wheel of a car.
That's Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood, who is defending the call by federal officials for a nationwide ban on the use of cell phones while driving, even hands-free cell phones, except in emergencies. LaHood says this is the only way to address this epidemic.
We all believe that we can use these devices while driving a 5,000-pound car, and you can't do it safely.
The secretary has a point. And from the roads to the skies. New rules unveiled yesterday aimed at making sure airline pilots aren't too tired when they climb into the cockpit. Secretary LaHood says the new regs will ensure that commercial pilots get 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep before their flights.
It will place new limits on the numbers of hours a pilot can fly weekly and monthly.
Additionally, pilots will be given at least 30 consecutive hours of off time each week, and flight crews will be trained to recognize signs of fatigue. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs. Family fun guaranteed. Visit smugs.com today. For the Eastern Resorts, we're past another weather hurdle and heading into another nice stretch of cold snowmaking right before Christmas. In Vermont, snow is coming off their Forerunner quad. The gondolas open, about 8 miles of skiing. Some beginner terrain open at Stowe as well, plus their magic carpets for your just getting started. Wachusett in eastern Massachusetts, day and night with about a half a dozen runs. Hunter in the Catskills with over 20 trails open. They have four lifts. In the Poconos, Big Boulder with a half a dozen runs. They'll ride until 9 o'clock at night. Jack Frost moving on to 10 runs with the Mountain Dew Vertical Challenge Fun Race coming up next week. Free fun race for all ages and abilities. Hidden Valley in Pennsylvania with about 9 trails. Heading west in Utah, it's Snowbird with up over 50 runs with some softer packed powder snow. The same for Alta now, up to 70 trails. Sun Valley, Idaho with 35. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Eddie Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, after that gain of more than 300 points for the Dow this past Tuesday, the Dow closed just about even yesterday, up 4 points to 12,108. S&P up 2, NASDAQ fell 26 points. You want weather problems heading into the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day weekend? Well, we've got them. That's the sound of a weather problem. And there is weather trouble in the southern Rockies. Snow expected in Denver today. There's also a storm system moving from the Gulf Coast tomorrow and Friday. Cities from New Orleans to Atlanta to Washington, D.C. will get heavy rain, while New England will have some light snow. During the weekend, rain and mountain snow in the Pacific Northwest, rain showers in the deep south and southeast, and some snow showers in the interior northeast. A recall to tell you about issued for more than 100,000 cordless tool battery packs that are prone to exploding. The packs were sold as replacement batteries for brands such as Black & Decker, Bosch, DeWalt, Makita, and others. The batteries were made in China and imported by Batteries Plus. Couple of closing notes. First, let's count it down. 3, 2, 1.
And liftoff. Liftoff of the Soyuz 29 spacecraft.
And with that launch of a rocket from Kazakhstan yesterday, three men are now on their way to the International Space Station. An American, a European, and a Russian. The three will remain in their tiny capsule until tomorrow. They will then rendezvous and dock with the space station, where the crew size will increase to 6. Crowded up there, but much more crowded down here on Earth, especially in a place like this. Oh, this is the sound of a busy shopping center in Alexandria, Virginia, where one shopper in particular drew some attention yesterday. You see, when he enters a store, you always hear this.
The President of the United States!
Yes, there he is. President Obama did some holiday shopping yesterday, stopping at a store to buy a $25 rubber chew toy for the first dog, Bo. He also went to a Best Buy and picked up the video game Just Dance 3. After that, the President was hungry and went into a pizza parlor.
The President of the United States!
I wonder if that gets annoying after a while. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.